Hello, welcome back to the English Programme's little podcast looking at this article written by Darren Agombo, a guest, contributor, do beg your pardon, to the Open University's Open Learn page, open.ac.uk, beating stress in the city jobs, a trader's experiment with psychological reorientation in trading. Darren was surprised at how psychology helped reduce his stress levels, and he's been explaining it. Well, this positive event led me to continue to study this area and make the use of psychology and decision-making an integral part of my overall strategy. This leads me to my comparison point and how I came to realize that a byproduct of my studies in psychology with the Open University had been a reduction in stress. Again, I experienced a large unexpected loss when market conditions altered drastically in a short period of time. This lead-up to the loss was similar to the previous experience in that I had made good profits. The loss was not larger than my risk management parameters, nor did it exceed previous profits. What was different was my reaction. I didn't really notice it at the time, and it was not until further reflection that I realized there had been a fundamental change. At the time, some of the same thoughts entered my mind, such as questioning my ability, confidence issues, etc., but they did not elicit the same emotional response. They did not develop into anything more than a speed bump. I was able to get back on a profitable track much more quickly than the previous experience. I think there is sufficient evidence to conclude that gaining an understanding of how decisions are influenced by hardwired heuristics, that's a good word, how these can affect the efficiency of decision-making in my professional arena, financial markets, has resulted in a reduction in stress levels. It challenges the belief that exists in many high-reward industries involving risk-taking that this has to be accompanied by stress to merit a high salary. Significantly, being able to see the effects of decisions in an abstract form has allowed some detachment from the emotional influences experienced in the past. This could have equally interesting implications for industries where high levels of decision-making is required and results are judged over short periods of time, such as sport and medical diagnosis and treatment. However, in a general business environment, the outcome of decisions may take longer to be valued and judged. It is more common for results to be produced quarterly or annually, meaning a much longer period of time will have passed between decisions and outcomes. In this scenario, accurate data from keeping a business journal would be essential to ensure accurate recall of the environment and conditions decisions were made in. And that's the end of the article that was written by Darren Agombo, a guest contributor to the Open University's Open Learn, and the title there, Beating Stress in the City Jobs, a trader's experiments with psychological reorientation in trading. That was first published on the 25th of September 2008. Any of your comments or thoughts can be sent to us, Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com, or you can leave a comment on our Twitter page, twitter.com/English Radio. If you prefer to be more interactive with other listeners, go to our Facebook page. Yes, if you so wish, go to our blog, englishradio.blogspot.com. There's a link there to our Facebook page. Well, this article the podcast was made possible by the use of the article, is what I was trying to say. Well, this broadcasting is quite a high stress job as well, you know. It has been brought to you using materials provided by Open Learn. It's available under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.